Elbow. Alright? Fallen Angel on XFM 104.9. Well, we're back. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Carl's all a little bit, I don't know, he's a bit frustrated. He's sort of a bit sweaty and fed up today, aren't you, because of the heat.
It's too much though, isn't it?
He's taken it out, it's he was sort much. Of wanted to fight. You know, he doesn't use like a fight. I sort of like lead on him and try and rub his head.
Yeah.
But today he was sort of leading it. He was sort of like getting a little bit. If I didn't know better, I'd have said it was sexual frustration.
Well, I was
like
watching, Rick, if you don't mind me saying, I was watching, not in that way, just for watching.
It was sort of like he was going, oh, I want to hit you. And yeah. I was thinking, does he want to hit me or does he want to do something else to me?
Exactly.
What were your thoughts, Carl?
Exactly. I mean, I saw him sort of wrestling with you on the floor and you clearly weren't enjoying it, but he was really
loving
it.
Yeah, what was that going on? What's the change? Why are you suddenly sort of.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it was weird that you suddenly. It was like you were, ooh.
You're
don't
saying
know.
That a bit. Sort of a bit gay?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No, but what was.
Suzanne accused me of that in the week.
Why?
For being a bit gay. She said, I'm sure you're gay.
Why?
Just because I was moaning about stuff. She said, oh, you're a drama queen.
Right, well, that's
what. What were you moaning about? Not just having enough gay sex?
No. She didn't have a knob.
Yeah.
It's going, oh, why don't you get yourself a nice little knob?
Yeah.
I mean, can I call you Frank, please?
Could you wear this false beard?
Yeah.
It's just, well, we'll talk about it later. It was about the Seven Wonders. I just wasn't that impressed.
He was impressed by what he said. He said, well, we'd say that, yeah. Well, we got a top show that's coming up, haven't we?
But if you are a little bit, kind of, just a little bit sexually, you know, don't be afraid to let it out. I mean, if you want us to relieve you of it.
I'll tell you what, let's have a little bit of Maggie May by Rod.
Oh, it's some beautiful
day. Can't we play Killing a Georgie?
That's your favourite song, isn't it?
Oh.
That's weird, isn't it?
Strange, isn't it?
That's weird. I'd like to hear Rod Stewart singing about a lovely lady, please, Carl.
As would I. You can picture whatever you want.
Bit of Rod. Maggie May on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Steve.
Well, I've only just read about this and I don't know anything about it. This naked rambler, Steve Goff.
Yeah.
Is he doing some kind of, he's doing a walk from Land's End to John O'Groats. Is he completely nude?
Yeah, he's been arrested 10 times on the way, apparently.
Right. It says here that Nora Goff, his mum, she's in her 70s, she's begged her son not to walk naked from Land's End to John O'Groats. She said, I don't know where he gets this from. Certainly not me. I am, and I've always been, quite conservative. He would never have been allowed to walk around the house without covering himself up. I wouldn't go as far as to say I'm ashamed of him, but I do not approve of what he is doing. Having said that, it's good to see him on the telly.
yeah, it must be.
It's not about anything. It's
not embarrassing until they're famous, would
exactly.
It? However embarrassing yeah. It is. But
I can't believe my son's a serial killer. Nice to see him on the telly.
He looks like one. He's not, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. You know, I mean,
what is he doing? I don't understand.
Steve wouldn't say he was, and he's not. He's no. Just a rambler. Just, but he's there, right?
What's his motivation?
He's just walking to. I don't know. It's just a nudist, I suppose.
Right.
And there's a picture in there, and Carl looked at it, and he went, oh. What's the point of that? He went, well, look at him. He's got shoes and socks on. He's got a rucksack on. He's got a hat on. He's not nude. He's just got his knob out. But I bet he's got a full beard, thinking, oh, I want to hide some skin.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
This little chap needs the air. I'll yeah. Pop him out all the time I can.
It really annoys me. Because it's in the supplement today as well, with the mirror, right? And they've done, done a bit about nudists and that.
Yeah.
Again. Same problems all the time.
Go on.
There's like an old fella sat there, just
how do you know he's old?
Well.
Why are you looking, Carl? Looking at his face, aren't you, presumably?
Yeah, I'm just saying he's old and he's sat there smoking a pipe.
Sure.
With his sandals on. Yeah. They're quite normal, just with his knob out.
Yeah.
So, but look, he always made the same mistake. He's got a little white deck chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're nudist, Don't go for white.
Why?
Just sitting on that, getting a bit clammy and stuff. White, don't go for white. Go for darker colours.
I don't know what he's talking about.
No, do I, but I love it. I love the fact that he's just got loads of pictures of naked men.
Yeah.
Walking around with loads of pictures
I'm
of naked
men. I'm just saying, a dirty arse on that.
I think we've discussed the news before. I don't understand the impulse at all. I do find it bizarre. I mean, there's a picture there of three men nude in a pub.
Yeah. Just having a chat.
Yeah.
Just having a chat! Oh, look at Carl carrying
around
those pictures.
I mean, okay, fair enough walking around outside, but indoors? in a pub, nude?
Well, it must be a nudist pub. Pop on a pair of shorts. That must be a nudist holiday, I assume, yeah. As opposed to, like, the local.
There is, though, isn't there? There was a thing in Bizarre magazine the other week where
sure.
There was a picture of some people. They've got an airline of their own now.
What, nudists?
Nudes.
Nude airline?
So you can get on there. Your holiday starts as soon as you get on.
Sure.
And, but what's the point?
Well, I'd be worried just about banging against things. You know.
So to speak.
Yeah, my shoes and things.
Or spilling the hot when the waitress comes along. What, the hostess, and what, she spilled hot coffee.
Yeah, that's a good point. Would she have to be nude? Would the stewardesses have to be nude?
I don't know. But that bit as well, where they walk down the aisle and they have to check if you've buckled up.
Yeah.
She's like, excuse me, miss, can you just... And over 50s, always over 50s.
Right, yeah.
So it'd be an old woman on the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, can you just lift your left tit up so I can see the belt?
Yeah. Yeah.
God!
Yeah.
Oh,
imagine
dear.
If you've got to go into the crash position.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know? The last thing you see is your John Thomas.
John Thomas.
As you go crashing into a mountain. Terrifying. And then, what if you've got an abandoned ship?
Yeah. I know. Well, how would they explain that?
Yeah.
Get onto an island.
Exactly.
All right.
Or being picked up by, you know, a passing ship.
Yeah. Carl. You notice they also play volleyball a lot, don't they?
Yeah, like? I mean, you've always mentioned that, but yeah. I thought you were joking, but they love it.
Yeah.
They said that's what they do. They get to this special holiday
camp.
That
can only be, either they got the idea from sort of like Carry On Camping yeah. or Benny Hill, or they actually like it jiggling around as much yeah. as possible.
Yeah.
But is that safe?
Well, I assume so. You play volleyball with trousers on, don't you? I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, but there's a bit of support there. I mean, I was watching, Athletics, right, the other week.
Yeah.
Right? And, I was watching it because there's a lad who I went to school with, he's, like, winning gold medals and everything now in the Olympics and stuff, right? So I was looking out for him.
Now, if you went to school with him, I'm assuming he's got three legs or something?
No, he's normal.
He's just a regular guy.
He used to push me on my go-kart and sure. that, so I feel like I was there from the start, training up a bit.
Yeah.
And, watching the programme, and there was swimming in it. And, I was watching that for a bit, getting a bit annoyed, because that butterfly stroke.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do that.
No, nor do I.
It's just hard work. It doesn't make you go any faster than, say, that stroke. The crawl.
Yeah, don't do that. That stroke on radio doesn't work, the crawl, yeah.
So, I was watching that, you know, that's annoying.
Yeah.
And then they got onto the running bit, and, my mate's in this race.
Yeah.
Now, they do the side shot, don't they? So you can see who's in the lead.
Sure.
And then they do that front shot, where it's absolutely pointless. The only reason to do the front shot, I think, is to keep women interested. Because you can basically see his tackle going from left to right, being battered all over the place.
Why were you looking?
Seriously, you had no choice. If you wanted to watch it, it was like, I was interested if he was going to win, but it's like, you know.
But why did you turn over and watch Charlie's Angels instead?
Because I wanted to see if he won the race.
But.
Or flip back at the end.
Just flip back to get the result if you don't.
Well, yeah. Or at least turn away or close your eyes on the front shot.
No, I wasn't. I just. Suzanne was happy. Suzanne was loving it.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Just go to the other shot. But they were showing you the front shot and running along there. They could have just shown the top half, but they didn't.
Sure.
It was there.
There's his heads moving along at 25 miles an hour. Yeah. Well, I think you're meant to see the running, the actual legs moving. It's athletics coverage, isn't it? It's sort of like...
But they don't show you a shot from behind.
Did you want that?
No, I didn't want that either.
It sounds like you were disappointed.
Yeah. Play a record.
What are we having? Better Radiohead?
Yeah, it'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Incidentally, last week, you remember, we began the show by talking about knobs.
Yeah.
I think we've got a bit more knob news this week.
The knob is coming up, is it?
The knob news is on
after
the way.
Radiohead. More cock. Radiohead and go to sleep. That's not to you. Please don't go to sleep. We've got another hour and 35 minutes of fun chat and great, great music. On XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Pilky, little K-man Pilkers, little baldy twat mank whinging, a little bit bent Pilkers.
There he is.
There he is there.
Now, Rick, you may remember that last week we opened with some quality knob news.
Knob news, yeah.
It was... It was,
Hitler's knob.
Hitler's knob was one of them. That just sparked off into a whole bunch of other knob-related discussions. Yeah. And I'm pleased so far to see that we're almost at the halfway mark, for this first hour, and so far we've only talked about nudity and or Todgers.
Yeah.
So, excellent work from us. Well done, lads.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Dr. Fox and the rest of the Sony, award committee listening to this one.
Yeah.
More knob news. I don't know if there's a jingle for that, maybe.
You nearly had me eye out! Knob news!
Knob news, excellent. This is an extraordinary story. A woman tried to sue her bosses for £210,000 after finding a cooked penis in a canteen stew. Hospital cleaner Sophie something, I can't really pronounce that name, was eating goulash for lunch and could not cut one of the lumps of meat. You can see where it's going.
I've got so many questions already.
I know. She picked it up and tried to chew it, but it was too tough. Then she inspected it with workmates, who all agreed it was a penis. Imagine that discussion.
Yeah.
Miss McLatter said she vomited for the rest of the day, instantly became a vegetarian, and had to have psychiatric help. It's not known whether the organ was from a human. The case continues.
Well, it can be found out, so that's one thing. Obviously, the doctors aren't confused. They're not going, I don't know, I've never seen one like it.
Yeah.
Also, why is she eating goulash?
I know.
I mean, that is my first question. Why? You got your, lunch, what do you want? I fancy some goulash.
Yeah. Oh, some goulilash.
Goulilash,
thanks
like
very
it.
Much indeed.
Lancashire cockpot.
Oh,
is on the menu.
Brilliant.
Only £5.50.
Wangers and mash.
I'd love some wangers and mash, please. If you've got any knob food related puns, then call XFM on 3426-14094.
Ricky.Gervais at xfm.co.uk.
Call Chris Miles at radio1.xfm.whingingmank.
Yeah. Cock-o-van.
Cock-o-van.
It's already done for
There's some, there's wangers and mash, cock-o-van, Lancashire cockpot. You know.
That's just off the top of our brains.
Yeah.
So, if you've got any of your own, keep them to yourself, we're not interested. What do you make of that, knob news?
And it's in a hospital.
I don't think so. It was a hospital cleaner. You're right.
Oh, God. I know how your mind's thinking already.
There's been a mix-up.
What kind of mix-up? I love that. What, some bloke's gone in. Some lesbian's gone in and wanted a sex change. She's got a carrot. For a cock. Yeah.
What, a tune steak.
Oh, that would be great. You're not a doctor, you butcher. It's not funny.
There was some other news, whilst we're doing the knob news, just cram this one in. There was some story on some news website about some lad who, wasn't happy with what he'd been given.
Right.
What do you mean? He had an op?
No, he wanted to have an op.
He wasn't happy with what God had given him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the Lord had popped downstairs for him.
Sure.
And,
Sorry, no, wait a minute. Was he a bloke who wanted it?
Yeah, a fella.
And what, he didn't want a knob, or he wanted a bigger knob?
Wanted a bigger one.
Right, okay.
And, cost £5,000.
Right.
And they made a mess of it.
Well, how did they make a mess of it?
Don't know, it came out smaller than they went in with.
Well, no, what do you mean?
I don't know all the ins and outs.
Oh, God.
He borrowed the money off his mum.
There's been a slight mix-up.
He borrowed the money off his mum?
I love that.
How bad is that?
What do you want for your birthday, son?
Yeah.
Interesting. Thanks, mum, for asking.
A couple of bits of news as well. Hello, doctor. How did it go? Well, firstly, don't look under the bandages and don't have the goulash for lunch.
Yeah. God. It was smaller than you went
in. Mum, you got £5,000. Why? Just give me fucking... Tell me what it's for.
You can have it if you tell me what it's for.
Well, look at that. Oh, you need a bigger one. Yeah, definitely. There's the money.
Yeah.
On you go. Nothing can go wrong. What did they say to the doctor then? That's rubbish.
I didn't read all the ins and outs. I just, like I said, I saw
just
it.
Just look for the picture.
They want that picture.
But you just thought, well, thanks for it. You just thought you'd pop that one in. Thanks.
Yeah, that's the end, Knob News Extra. Yeah. Play record, Carl. Mm-hmm.
So if you've got any knob news, we've got one more show left. Send that to ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk and we'll hopefully get that knob news on air next week.
Yeah. All right.
Some Dizzy Rascal.
Oh, Dizzy Rascal, yeah. He's one of the hot new English rappers. Let's play it.
Loosen Your Hold. South. That's great, and I love that one. On XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
Good choice, Carl.
Cheers. What are you thinking, Carl? What have you been doing this week?
What's been going on?
Yeah.
You'd be miserable because of the heat, obviously.
That's getting me down.
Yeah.
It's just the way people wander about as well with next to nout on.
Yeah. I'm always amazed by, the men, because there's a certain breed of man. Guys, sometimes it's kind of builders, mechanics, taxi drivers, van drivers, but not necessarily, students, all sorts of guys. And you'll sort of watch them walking down the street, they'll be walking down the street, girls, you know, obviously in their sort of summer gear, and it's literally, you know, eyes go, look at those legs, oh, knockers, oh, I can't believe my luck, oh, you know, and they're sort of talking to their mates, they're checking it, oh, it's an arse, I can't believe it, oh.
Yeah.
And it's like they sort of forget, there's like some kind of amnesia that sweeps over them during the winter.
Like
months.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, and then it's like every time summer rolls around again and girls pop, they go, I can't believe it, where have they been? They're back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they get so excited.
Excuse me now, but have you had tits under there all winter?
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Bloody hell.
I can't believe it. It's great to see them again.
Yeah.
And then he gets to sort of October and they go, where have they gone?
They just don't say anything. They just like get on with it. Exactly. They're reminded.
Yeah. Yeah. They completely forget.
Yeah.
For a sort of half a year.
There was a fella this morning, I just nipped out having a cup of tea, reading the paper, reading that bit about nudists and that.
Sure.
And little old fella. Must have been 75.
Okay.
Walks past. Shoes, socks. Sort of shorts, but because he's old, I don't think he's got like a normal pair of shorts. So we're like suit pants, but short. So really smart shorts that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with him being old and thin.
Yeah.
It's just, don't do that. Don't walk around like
that. What, the legs?
The legs in the back. He looked like a little tortoise without his shell on.
I've always wanted to see a tortoise without its shell on.
Yeah.
Just to see if it would run really fast and go, this is brilliant. Just scamper along.
I saw a grotesque thing. I saw, I think it's Britain's fattest man. I'm not sure. Mm. He was huge. I mean, I don't wish him any ill, but so big. It was ludicrous. He was waddling down Oxford Street and he was, I mean, genuinely, you know, I'm not a big fan of, you know, ginormous people. Rip Waller, for instance, turns my stomach. This guy was twice as big. He was extraordinary. And he sat down on a big bench and literally took up the whole space. And he reached into his bag, he's having his lunch, and he was eating an apple. And I really felt like I wanted to slap him on the back and go, it's a bit late for that, mate.
Well, it's probably starting now. He's probably starting thinking that I'm going to make a change. And imagine if you'd have said that.
Yeah.
And it'd have been awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah. He cut it in half, put it between two slices of chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get
and
that.
And waited for a pig to come past, shoved it in his mouth.
Exactly.
Just swallowed it all.
I don't know how he gets that big. And it was like, he'd come out to sort of soak up some of the sun. You know.
Well, you look better with a tan.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he wearing loose black clothes?
He was, of course
that,
he was wearing
that
loose
works
black
up to a point.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's not fooling anyone.
There's like vertical stripes.
Yeah.
To make it look thinner.
Just people just walk past and think it's night.
Yeah.
So, Carl.
So, that's, you know, that's been annoying me with the weather and that.
Yeah.
And then,
I love the warm weather. Although I can't sleep at night. I had 2 hours in front, just went and lay down in front of the window, in front of the French window, just because it was just too hot last night. But if I can sleep, I love hot weather. I love walking around when it's sunny. It's better for you. People are usually happier in hot weather. The sun is good for you. I mean, it has been hot. I mean, it's 100 degrees. It's probably too hot to work, but
mental. I can't think straight and stuff.
But yeah, your little baldy head. Isn't it bad for it? Because it just doesn't it get you make your brain a little bit hot.
Well, I mean, I'm just got my head on show. What about the nudists? Worry about them before you worry about me. Right? Yeah. Another thing that happened in the week, you know, I've just had builders round, sorting the kitchen out.
Yeah,
that.
Sure.
So, virtually skint. But another problem happens. Boiler starts playing up.
Right.
Right. So, and you've got to have a shower in this weather. You've got to be able to have a shower on that and freshen up and what have you.
Well, I have a shower every day anyway. I mean, two sometimes, but yeah.
Yeah, but if you haven't got any hot water, you can't, can you? Right?
Cold shower's alright, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
So anyway, so, fella comes round.
Yeah.
90 quid.
90 quid?
90 quid. All he did, turns up, says, oh, yeah. Just bang it. Bang the boiler. That's 90 quid.
Last time I banged a boiler, it cost me 90 quid.
And there was a lot of leakage then. So I
understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I do sympathise.
But you know, like, I catch them out as well, do you know, like, you know, I know they're up to no good and stuff. They don't earn the money.
Sure.
And he was in the bathroom, so I sort of creep up and I try and stick my head around the door to see what he's
doing. What, when a bloke in the bathroom?
Right.
That's weird, isn't it? So you creep up to a man in the bathroom and put your head around without seeing you. Go on, though.
Fair enough.
Right, do you want to go over what happened that time when we were in the pub and I go to the toilet and you're trying to get in?
What happened?
Is that normal?
Go on, what happened? Go on, go on, not ashamed. What happened? Go on, go on, go on. Say it. Say it.
What happened? Well, don't start a story and then don't finish it.
Or we'll do it later.
He was, he was in the cubicle, and he got in the cubicle to have a piss to avoid me annoying him, right? So what I did, I got some of that liquid soap, and I just put it over and squirted on him, and he came out going, look, it looks like someone's just effing jizzed on me. I've got effing jizz on me back.
I had to walk through Soho to get on me back.
I was walking to Soho, and when was it we had to go to the, when we went to the Ivy with those people? Wednesday.
Something like that, yeah.
We had a business meeting, right? And, we were walking out of the Ivy, it was about 11:30, and I was going down Old Compton Street, and as I got to just going past Mamma Mia, something hit me on the shoulder. I looked down, and obviously it was bird shit, but just for a split second, I thought it looked like jizz. And I just thought, oh God, because, no, and I sort of wiped it off and I thought, right, I got to wash my hands and like get in. It obviously wasn't jizz, it was just, it was pigeon shit or something, right? But I had this pamphlet once when I was at ULU, Terence Higgins Trust left this pamphlet and it was all stuff like safe sex and it was stuff like, honestly, I swear, it said things like, you don't have to have four. In the course, it said you can do lots of other things with your lover, like it said, like come into some fruit, e.g. a melon. It says with friends, just come on the back of one of them, right? And then this is the bit that made me think, and I thought, oh my God, when I looked down sort of my shoulder, it says, come out of a window.
Yeah, on any passing celebrity.
Oh, God. Oh, I've got to get that pamphlet. If anyone's got that pamphlet, it was brilliant. So, yeah.
Good, right, well, let's play a record.
Do you reckon Noel Edmonds did stuff like this on his show? He's back.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Smith and Ask on XFM 104.9. Before that, we had Spunky News.
Spunky News.
Coming up, Monkey News. That's the sort of linked. This is Dr. Fox is no better than this.
No,
it must see we're getting better now.
Yeah.
Have you got any other news there, Carl?
Well, you were just talking about bird muck.
What a classy show this is.
Yeah.
I imagine someone just having a barbecue, tuned into this.
Yeah. Can you turn the radio off? He's talking about coming out of windows again, darling. It's putting me off my sausages.
Now, while I was walking down the street, and this pigeon, sparrow, whatever, did its thing, and it landed on my ear, and I was like, oh, God. So, I thought, well, I'm not going to wipe it off.
Why not?
Because I don't want to get it on my hands. Right. So I thought I'd leave it till I get home. So it's probably
so
about.
So you went to work.
Oh, met some friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. About midnight.
Went on the pool.
So I was best man. So after the speeches, yeah. That is brilliant.
It was on there for I don't know, half an hour or something like that.
Brilliant.
Get home and
did it not kind of slowly ooze down your neck?
No, it's fairly hard.
Right,
and sort of corroded my ear.
What are you talking about?
Why did you leave it there, though? Why not just wipe it off with something? I can walk around with
pop in a newsagent and buy some tissues.
But then I look stupid.
What? Where is the bird's muck on your ear?
Brilliant. They're all wearing that now.
But no, what is it they eat?
It's alkaline. No, it's really strongly alkaline, isn't it? Or is it acidic? I don't know. Maybe someone knows. Is bird muck acidic or alkaline? But it's corrosive, yeah.
Weird, isn't it? Weird,
isn't it?
It didn't seep into your brain.
Listen. Do you want to do, do you want to set up Songs of Phrase?
Yeah.
Oh, God. If you've not heard the show before...
I thought we weren't doing this week.
I thought we weren't.
No, we'll do it once, right? And then next week's the last one, so we'll do Rockbusters.
Might be the last one ever, depending on whether Carl decides to come back in October or not.
Exactly. I'm bored of it. I told you I'm bored of it.
Why are you bored with it?
I get bored quick with stuff.
Yeah.
I told Suzanne the other night, how lucky she was, that I haven't got rid of her yet. She's... Do you know what I mean? Things...
You put on her soft music, though, first, didn't you? You didn't just, like, start getting that right there. You know you're a very lucky girl. Sorry? Well, I usually get bored with you and that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You're lucky you haven't pissed off.
Yeah. Do you want to open the champagne or what?
Well, she was annoyed the other night.
Carl, what's that on your ear? Don't worry about it. Pigeon shit, aren't it?
We're walking to the pictures, right? To go and see, Bruce Almighty.
Sure.
Why?
And, just something to say, innit?
Yeah. So you were trying to sneak in the back.
So, on the way, cutting across Leicester Square, those fellas who sell roses, he comes over, do you want one? I said, don't do that, she's allergic to them. Right, so he'd go away.
Yeah.
She got all annoyed about that.
Because she's not allergic to them.
Well, she's not allergic now, but they're about £3 each.
But the point of that, Carl, is not that she really wants a rose, it's that you're willing to spend £3 on her.
Taking her to the pictures.
How much was that? That was £8 each. Mm. Did you pay for it though?
But didn't you have her? If I know you, you had her dressed up as a small child.
Yeah.
Me and my son, please.
Or you made her sit on your shoulders and wear a long coat.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, listen, Song's a Phrase then.
You paid for her to go in and then you went and had a pint while she watched it.
Yeah. There's no point in both of us seeing it, but tell me about it.
Tell me what
you?
It's like.
Oh, right, Song's a Phrase.
So let's explain what Song's a Phrase is.
You do it.
Okay. Oh, really? If you think that Carl is bored with life, then you will be even more bored once you have heard this particular quiz. The gist of it is that Carl has taken a well-known phrase
Stop me there. Not a well-known phrase. Something that he said once.
On this show.
Yeah, probably.
And he's somehow compiled together a number of different songs which have somehow built up that particular phrase or sentence.
If it's anything about Chinese people, Philip Bailey will be involved. That's all I can say.
Okay, let's hear it then, Carl.
Right. All right, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that was. This is appalling.
Carl, I do not know what that is. What is the phrase?
I just was saying last week about everyone's raving about Galileo.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
That sounds like a sort of B-side from the Buggles.
Everyone's raving about Beyonce and Robbie Williams. Yeah. They're not. People going,
pop idol.
What are you into? Galileo's good.
Yeah. Forget it.
No! Placebo, song for Carl there. That's Special Needs on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
We were doing Songs of Phrase.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh God. So what is this phrase? What is the phrase, Carl?
Last week we were talking about Galileo.
Right.
And I just was saying, years ago, I can't remember now, when was it? When was he doing his thing?
End of the 16th century, I think.
Right. And he was messing about, trying to find out about speed of light or something, is it?
No, he did lots of stuff, Galileo.
All I was saying is, gravity, back then, everyone was saying, stop messing with that, make us a telly. You know what I mean? There was other things that people would have been happier with,
sure,
back then.
The phrase exactly is what? The well-known phrase is what?
Galileo, well, it goes like this, doesn't it? Right.
So it's Galileo
talking to me about science.
Make me television.
Make me television.
Yeah. So you email in with the bands and that.
Brilliant.
Right. Let's
that is rock bottom.
Of course.
I mean, the well-known phrase being Galileo, stop talking to me about science. Make me television. As a well-known phrase, is one of the weirdest things I've forget jizz out of windows and things like that. That is the weirdest thing I've heard on radio as a competition.
Can we have that one next week? Okay, well, here are the prizes. If you think the quiz has hit rock bottom, wait till I tell you these prizes.
No, brilliant.
Oh. I know that we're very much pushing new music on XFM and it's an alternative music station, so you'll be pleased that we're giving away Now That's What I Call Music 55, featuring the likes of Busted and Daniel Bedingfield.
Brilliant.
You really know how to cater to our audience, don't you? The best dance album in the world, that includes DJ Sammy, Scooter, and Liberty X on there. So look forward to that.
Yeah.
This is not so bad. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, a live DVD of a, pardon me, a performance at some, pardon me again, but anyway. That basically sums up the prizes. So, I won't tell you the rest, they're all monotonous. But, anyway, I think those crisps, Rick, have gone down the wrong way. Or, although I was eating goulash earlier. Sorry. I'm fine. So anyway, yeah, that's some of the prizes. And you can win some tat. So, if you can identify these artists.
The well-known phrase, Galileo, stop talking to me about science, make me television.
Just appalling.
But easy this week, I think. Play a record, Carl. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Ricky.Gervais at xfm.co.uk. The Pixies. The Pixies on XFM 104.9, holiday song.
You're talking about people coming round and just banging the boiler and charging 90 quid. I think it was last Christmas. We had a dripping tap, right? And it started off just dripping a little bit. And then after a couple, I thought, you know, we'd get that sorted out. We couldn't actually turn the tap. Couldn't, it was just solid where the washer had gone. And then, over Christmas, like as before Christmas, it just started flowing. It was just like on. And I was thinking, this is terrible. It was terrible waste. It was the hot tap. And, of course, everything, the caretaker gone away, everything had been closed down. So I called out an emergency plumber. Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't get it to turn the tap off. Right? So, he was trying, and in the end he said, well, what I could do is I could just squash the pipe, right, cut the pipe, squash it, and then you could change the whole thing. I went, yeah, whatever, right, because I can't have this, I guess. So, he said, I've got to go to the van, and he got this tool, came up to squash the pipe, it was only a young lad, right, wasn't strong enough. So I had to help him squash the pipe.
Right.
He squashed the pipe, cut it, put a little nozzle on it, you know, just to seal it, right, and I was 180 quid.
180 quid?
And I wanted to say, surely that's half mine.
Yeah.
I helped it, and I was sort of being sarcastic. When Johnny was there, I was going, how much was that tool? He went, it was only about 9 quid. I went, pays for yourself, innit?
Yeah.
And I was going, could I get one of them? He was going, yeah, get them anywhere. Obviously, didn't. And then he went, I wrote a cheque for 90 quid, and he went, oh, I didn't charge you for the nozzle on the end. I went, no. He went, I said, how much is that then? He said, 2 quid. I said, I can leave you cash for that. £2.50. £182.50.
So he hadn't even really sorted the problem out.
But what can you do? What can you do? You know, he wasn't ripping me off. That's the prices.
Yeah.
He's not going to go, I'll tell you what, mate, because you helped me, call it quits.
Yeah.
To buy me lunch. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
My mate was locked out of his, flat once, and he went out and shut the door behind him, and that was it. And he looked through the letterbox, and he could see his keys, right? Phoned a locksmith, says, look, can you come round? I can see my keys, right? Just have to go out, and he went, well, yeah, but that doesn't matter. He said, I'm going to try it. It's 90 quid. And he went, 90 quid? He went, but I can see the keys. He went, yeah, I can get them for you. And he went, and my mate said, you're going to come round, you're going to charge me 90 quid, and you're going to scoop my keys up with a bent coat hanger. And the locksmith said, have you got a bent coat hanger, mate?
It's brilliant. But it's a fair point, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
That's it.
And what can you do?
Yeah. I'd have gone, ha, thanks for the expert advice, and then asked the neighbour for a bent coat hanger.
And they went, well, we'll call it 100 quid.
Yeah.
But that's more expensive than the locksmith. Well, yeah, because you're going to illegal traders.
Exactly. We've got no licence.
Yeah. We've got to buy a little bit more in case we get fined.
Exactly.
But that's what was going on when, you know, the fellow was round the other day fixing the boiler in the bathroom. Just wanted to make sure that he was working on it, because it all went quiet in there.
Mm.
He had the door shut. I'm trying to have a little quick sort of peep, seeing if he's doing anything. I push the door.
The way this sounds.
But just pushing the door slowly, and he's going, "Don't come in." He's like, "What are you doing?"
Well, what was he doing?
Don't know. But then he's like, three down. Probably doing a crossword again. that's what annoys me. The way that, you know, it's all secret. You're not coming in, and you hear the odd bang now and again. He's probably sat there crossword, three down, giving it the old. Just now and again.
With his foot.
Just kick just annoying.
Yeah.
How much did he charge you? 90 quid.
It's just under 90 quid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all he said was, you know, give it a bang. If you don't work again, give it a bang.
What does that mean? Is that an air block? And they just like, what is it?
I don't know.
It's not that complicated. You wouldn't think a boil is that complicated. It's not like understanding, you know, how a fast breeder works or a computer. It's a big lump of metal without water in it. How can we not know how that
yeah.
We were discussing yesterday, me and Glenn were trying to work out how a fridge works.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Magic?
It is, the magic comes down the electricals into the frozen peas.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't still talk about, I know it's something to do with the hydrofluorocarbons can exist at much lower temperatures without freezing. So when they're entered the fridge, sort of under pressure, as they flow around, because they're, the pressure goes down, they take energy from the
player record. It's perhaps a discussion to have in the pub, but not on the air.
Player record.
I still can't figure out, I've never quite understood how a plane stays in the air. It always unnerves me when I'm in a plane.
Turning a tap on, getting water.
Basically, we're gonna go. Cargo's walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a bit of science for you.
Go on.
Right. Read the other day.
Yeah.
If you dug a big hole. Right.
Oh, God.
Started digging, say in, wherever, the Trafalgar Square, right?
Yeah.
You dig a big hole and you keep digging.
Yeah.
And you go right through the earth.
Right.
Out to the other side.
Yeah.
So you're somewhere in Australia or something, right?
Yeah.
and then you go back to, come back again, come back to London.
Right.
Stand next to the hole, jump in it. Apparently, you can jump through the world in 42 minutes.
It's interesting.
But then I was thinking, will you fall? And then when you come out the other end, would you fall back again?
Well, yeah, you would, wouldn't you? What would happen is, you'd accelerate, 10 metres per second, to the centre of the earth.
But you'd
have such inertia, you'd nearly go as far out the other end, before, it was like a bungee jump, so you'd nearly get as far as the other end, and then you'd go back again, and you'd keep going until, back and forth, getting further and further away from making it until you went sort of back and forth in the centre, and then you'd stay still in the centre.
Have you drilled a hole through the earth? Get in touch. Email xfm.co.uk and just let us know how you got on. Did you get to the other side? Did you get to Australia? Did you buy one of those funny cork hats? Did you see Paul Hogan?
How does a fish work? Darkness growing on me, XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. I lost him, didn't I, in a little conversation.
Yeah, there. You were talking about quantum physics, to be
yeah,
fair.
I was just explaining what a black hole was, because we were talking about that as well last night. And just halfway through, he just went, yeah.
And put his headphones on.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh,
the thing about Carl is he speaks with such authority about things that he thinks he knows about.
Monkeys.
And when you try, yeah, and when you try to explain to him about stuff, you know, he thinks, he goes, no, of course ghosts exist. And
yeah.
You try to explain to him why it's conceivable they don't. Ah, no, no, no. He can't be bothered with that.
Yeah, he's, you did all your learning at about 12, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm still picking bits up now.
Said without irony. Oh, brilliant.
What have you learned recently? Anything interesting recently you've learned?
Darwin. That's why I was asking you about him.
Right.
Yeah, Darwin. We know what he did, don't you?
I don't know what he did. I just read the other day that they've got a treatment for whatever illness he had. I thought that was a bit late. Can you imagine that, saying that to his family?
What did Darwin do? What did Darwin do?
I don't know, you were just trying to explain it to me, but I'm busy doing stuff, aren't I? I can't take it all in whilst I'm sorting the ads out, putting CDs in. You know what I mean?
Well,
ticking off the knob news.
No, but he formulated the theory of evolution based on natural selection.
Well, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but wait, though. Do you think that's good? Do you think that was well done? You're impressed with that? Because you're not impressed with things like, you know, you famously said, Newton, so it said gravity, but it was already there. If we'd have been floating around, it'd been a problem, but we weren't, so keep out of it. That's what you said. You said, Einstein, I've never used EMC squared in my life, but the bloke who invented the video recorder, I watch one a week. So I wonder if you're impressed by Darwin formulating, I think, the most important scientific theory since Newton's laws.
Has it made a difference? Or whatever he said would it have happened anyway?
You can't do that. You're not allowed to say that. You can't say, oh, well done, I'd have found it eventually anyway. You can't do that. You've got to give people their due, do you know what I mean?
But now it's difficult to find stuff because there's less to find out now.
It's not a competition.
But on what scale? On what scale are you looking at? Why do you mean there's less to find out?
Well, now, I mean, they're bringing stuff out that... Do you know what I mean? It's just...
The iPod.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Didn't see the point in that, no. The iPod. Do you know, he actually listed the three songs he'd ever want to carry around with him. I can't remember what they were.
What are the three songs you'd put on your
iPod? Killing Georgie.
Killing Georgie, yeah.
Yeah, what else?
Probably have, Elvis in the Ghetto.
Right. Yeah. Moving.
Living in the City. Stevie
do you know why? Do you know why that? Because that's like a little film to him.
Yeah.
That's three songs where there's a little story. He knows the ending.
Yeah.
But it's someone singing it to him.
just put them on it. How many songs can I hold?
Well, 7,500. 7,000.
Put that on. 7,500 times. Sure.
Well, you don't need to, do you? I mean, that is like that joke. The wish. Imagine putting on 7,500. You know that joke about you got three wishes. It says a never-ending bottle of Guinness. And he goes, second wish, you gotta have two more of these.
Yeah.
You don't need to put them on 7,500 times, do you?
No, you don't have to.
Never mind, Carl. Never mind. Answers rushing in, we should point out, for the quiz. Most of them agreeing that, it's pointless. Some people have called it, it's Songs of Phrase, of course. Some people have referring to it now as Songs of Arse. Which is more than appropriate, but you'll be pleased to know that it's ending this week, and next week we've got the return of the even more pitiful Rockbusters.
For the last one.
That's back for the last one. We'd perhaps also need your petitions to Carl. If you want us to stay on the air, then you need to petition Carl, giving good reasons why he should stay, why this show isn't boring, or rather why he shouldn't be bored by it. I mean, you're bound to be bored as listeners, but obviously he's running out of steam now.
What are you fed up with? You're just fed up with, in general, are you? I mean, you want your Saturdays back, do you?
Just want a bit of a life back, that's all.
But you don't do anything with your life when you've got it.
Why don't you do this instead of, like, your day job?
Can't. It's more important than my day job, innit? That's what earns the company money and that. Know what I mean?
Well.
So.
Why don't you do a regular show, then? Sack someone who's, you know, quite frankly, not good in the way.
I've done that. I did that years ago.
What do you mean?
Done it. Told you, I've done a lot of stuff. Boxing. Done. Tick. Dancing, done.
No, you turned out, the place was shut.
Yeah, but
dancing, when did you do dancing?
That's when he went and said, I want to do dancing, and he went along to the place, and it was shut, and that was it. And he said, I didn't do it anymore. That's not doing it, is it? Boxing, he had a fight with one lad, then the lad beat him up, and he didn't go again.
Oh dear, it's pathetic. Well, anyway, yeah, so this is basically our penultimate show. Next week's the final, and we're all looking forward to that enormously.
Yeah.
But that may be it forever, then, and this, you know... All for one, you know, one for all for one. The Three Musketeers, gone forever.
Yeah.
I, for one, will be pleased.
Oh, I have to get some of these taped, because I like coming in and sort of, you know.
Incidentally, Rick, don't be afraid to nick as many CDs as you see fit on that last show.
People have already nicked them.
No, I know, but I mean, take whatever you want.
That Four Non-Blondes is still there, isn't it?
I think it's still there.
Because I don't want that to be nicked.
Yeah. And I've got a feeling, because I don't think there's any Smiths in the library, but there is quite a lot of Gina G.
Really? What? What was that sigh for?
Nothing.
What?
Ooh.
Play a record. Monkey News is on the way, plus the results.
This isn't radio! You've got to keep talking or playing music.
Play some music?
Yeah! Art of Gold by Neil Young on XFM 104.9.
Pop Idol, of course, begins this evening. I know you're looking forward to it, Rick.
Yeah, love it.
It's
love
always
it.
A joy, isn't it? Especially those early rounds with the
mentors. Yeah.
Yeah, they are always extraordinary. That's the only reason I watch. I mean, I can't be bothered with the later contest. It's just watching The Freaks for the first couple of weeks. It's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, I sort of like watching the judges. They're good as well.
Oh, the judges are good, yeah.
I like the fact they've got their little shtick, you know, the special jokes they've obviously written, just waiting to get them in.
Yeah.
It's just great. But I love when Pete Waterman cries as well.
Does he cry?
Sometimes, if he's moved by it.
He's better than bloody Bobby Dazzin.
Like it, yeah. Rosie Ribbon made him cry. He just wells up and then like that. That's good, I like that.
He talks a lot of old arse, doesn't he, Pete Waterman?
I sort of quite like him, though.
I don't know, I find him irritating.
Well,
it's like he genuinely thinks he's up there with Lennon and McCartney. That's one of the great, kind of, pop Svengalis of his time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, you wrote songs for Sunita.
Well, let's not knock them. There's foxes on there.
True. No, no, Dr. Fox is a genius. And obviously he can step in if there's any medical emergencies. Rick Waller, you'll be pleased. Now, obviously, as you know, I'm a huge Rick Waller fan. Not only has he got a great singing voice, but he really is a picture, isn't he? No, I know it's a bit harsh. I've said it before, but he does make me a little sick to the stomach when I look at Rick Waller. To be honest with you, it's his own fault. You know, he went in Celebrity Fit Club. He had a chance to sort things out, and his attitude was wrong, and he didn't trim down. And he's, for want of a better phrase, a bloater. And slightly grotesque. But, you know, he's in the paper this week saying that it was all because of his image. He didn't fit the stereotype of what pop stars should look like, blah, 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 blah. Well, he's disgruntled by this. He's got a great singing voice.
Well, he has got a great singing voice.
But the point is this, Rick. The point is this. Since the days of Elvis, since the days of Bing Crosby...
He's not as bad as Elvis.
But you're a star because you have to have the whole package. The voice, yeah, the sex appeal, everything. We know how it works. Kids buy it. It's pop music. That's what pop music is.
Mm.
You know, if you want to be a big fat bloater, you've got to at least be as good as Barry White. He isn't.
Or Pavarotti.
And so anyway, he set up an organisation. He's already got a band. You know, he's got
a
band.
So you're saying, get over it. The world should revolve around looks.
Well, no, I'm saying pop music. That's what pop music is. I mean, this kind of obsession with, he should get a chance.
But not on record.
No, I know, but be a session backer, be a backing singer. The point is, this kid wants to be a star. He wants to be a star, doesn't he? Yeah. That's the point. He doesn't want to sing and make a couple of records. He just wants to be a star.
I'd have thought that's the real rub, that actually he's not being truthful with himself.
Yes.
He doesn't just want to make beautiful music and sing well. He wants to be, you know, carried around on a sedan chair and adored.
Imagine that.
I know. He'd have to have a lot of money to pay for the entourage that can carry him.
Yeah, the four elephants needed. But he's got a company now. He set it up with his dad. It's a management company. It's called Star Search. And basically, he's hoping to break the fickle industry, expectations. And so if you're a bit of grotesque, if you're a freak of some kind, if you're someone that Carl, you know, would be impressed by or, alarmed by, then you can get in touch with Rick and he can put you in there. Women with beards, little midget fellas, whatever. Whatever, it does not fit the usual norm.
Should we cut along?
I'm thinking the three of us next week. We won't have much to do after next week.
Mm.
You know, Ricky's got a bit of a singing voice on him. I'm learning to play Blowing in the Wind on the keyboard by Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
So I can master that. I don't know what you can do.
You can dance, can't you? You know that. You've done it. You've done dancing, so.
Exactly.
It's like, you
know. Little Donkey. We'll have a hit at Christmas.
Perfect.
I'm good at that.
What were you meant to be playing when you did Little Donkey in the play?
Drums to We Three Kings.
But you just busted live, didn't you?
We've done that. We're just talking about looks and stuff, right?
Always.
Because, you know, it sort of cheeky freak of the week, we did that and I stopped doing it.
Sure.
It was upsetting a few people.
Mm-hmm.
There was a thing on the website the other day about Elephant Man.
Yeah.
Right, just keeping up to... You know, up on the news, what's going on there? And,
news.
They did a thing about him and what he'd look like if his head wasn't messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they made a little picture for him.
Was he quite good looking?
Not bad looking, but you can't use it. It's not like you can't put it on a passport.
Sure.
And the fact that he's been dead for several years.
Yeah.
No, but they also do that sort of thing for people who are alive. They say, this is what you look like. So you can't use it for that.
Yeah.
You can't use it.
That's sort of like rubbing it in, though, isn't it, really?
It is a bit.
Yeah. Unless they said, good news, you were ugly anyway.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
You wouldn't have pulled if you didn't look like an elephant.
If you were symmetrical, you weren't a looker.
You couldn't use it on a little dating agency picture. This is what I look like.
This is what I would have looked like. And they phone up and go, I'm intrigued. What do you mean would have looked like? Well, I'll see you, as we said, 7 o'clock. How will I recognise you? I'll be eating buns.
Yeah, look for the giant cauliflower.
Yeah, in a coat.
Exactly.
I love the fact that you're keeping up to date with what the Elephant Man might have looked like.
Yeah, exactly.
That is amazing.
Carl's news is largely what's happening in around 1880.
Yeah, or around 1880.
No, but it's sad, though. Did you watch that thing in the week, that What Are You Staring At programme?
I didn't know. I couldn't face it. I know what you mean. It was about people who'd had unfortunate deformities and stuff.
Yeah, and it was really sad. I suddenly felt bad about, you know, some of the stuff we'd talked about and what have you, because
just say something like that's quite a nice thing to say. I'm sorry about some of the things we talked about. Should we go over what we've discussed today?
What
subjects have we brought up today? How can you feel sorry about things like that when we're still doing it?
No, but I'm just saying, you know, you have a laugh and that, but then you see a programme about it and you go, oh.
What, you realise they're real people you're talking about?
Yeah.
When do you ever forget that? When do you ever forget that when you bring up these cheeky freaks of the weeks, or when we talk about Rick Waller, that there's not a real person on the other end thinking about it?
Yeah, but sometimes it's hard because they don't look like real people.
Slow record!
Don't snag off Rick Waller.
That girl was on with a big head. Like bow selector.
We played some Dizzy Rascal earlier.
And that was wicked.
Exactly, and he's the new kind of, the kind of London rap sensation.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's not forget Credit to the Nation from 1994.
They're
teenage
from Birmingham
sensation.
Now, Steve.
Whatever happened to MC Fusion, he got a lot of bad press at the time, people didn't respect him, but I'm listening to that now, I think it was bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
Alright.
And crucial, no?
Exactly, adverts.
Kings of Leon, Molly's Chambers on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, you're Stephen Merchant, and that little bald head a mank over there is Carl Pilkington.
Cock-a-leaky soup?
Cock-a-leaky soup is fine.
That was one from Nick. Thanks for that, Nick.
Yeah.
Is it Cock-a-leaky?
I was referring to the woman who chewed on a knob in a goulash.
Exactly. If you've just tuned in, you've missed that hilarious story.
Yeah. We still don't know why she was eating goulash. I've got a rash, look, come up my arm, look at that.
Brilliant, fascinating, thanks for that.
That's from rubbing his head, getting him an headlock. And it's, have you got someone on your hair? Because look at that, that's like a heat rash. What are you washing your hair with? Have you still got that bird shit behind your ear? What is that? That's really worrying, isn't it?
It's like how, like, the body changes over many years of sort of certain things.
Yeah.
It's like your body changes to protect yourself from the sun and what have you.
Yeah.
My head just got used to being rubbed.
Yeah.
It's reacting now.
it's that's the defence mechanism, is it? Yeah. Right, I see.
Alright.
Look at that, that's horrible.
Anyway.
You've got something on your hair, you know.
Monkey news?
Well, I was gonna say, the winner.
I don't think anyone cares.
Oh, come on, someone got all of them, didn't they?
Well, okay, play it again then, this was Songs of Phrase, we did
the well-known phrase is, Galileo, stop talking about science, make me television. The most convoluted, banal quiz on any radio station ever. I mean, I'm including Moyles, Chris Evans, do you know what I mean? Simon Bates. That's worse than anything they ever did.
Apparently, Channel 5 have bought the rights. anyway, what were the answers, Carl?
We had Queen in there, Altered Images, Thomas Dolby.
Yeah.
Beatles, Aretha Franklin, and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, extraordinarily, Tracy and John Burton from Colchester and Essex got all of those right. Why they would want the prizes, I've no idea, but good luck to them. They can enjoy those at some point. God bless. Okay, Monkey News?
Do you want a bit?
Yes, please. Play jingle.
This rash is weird. Oh, chimpanzee that! Monkey News!
Right. Right, they were filming a documentary, right, this telly company.
Yeah.
Doing a documentary.
Who? Which one? Which one? Which
I
one?
I don't know.
No, right, what was the documentary about?
About monkeys.
Yeah. Where was it? Where
Africa.
Was it? Right, when was this?
I haven't got a date.
Okay. Recently, though, since the advent of television,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. Actually, a bit of extra monkey news if you want it.
Okay, always.
Do you know the,
Monkey News Extra. Go on.
Do you know the Halfords ads?
Halfords ads? I don't think so, no. What happens?
Halfords, you know, they sell nuts and bolts and stuff.
Right.
They were using monkeys in the ads.
Okay. Yeah. And what happened?
Packet.
Don't they sell bikes, Halfords?
Well, mainly.
Bicycles and motorbike stuff in that. Okay, so, yeah, so they're using monkeys in the advert. What happened?
I can't handle it.
What?
I can't do this. Look at
what?
Him. Look at him.
I don't care what he's doing.
And it, well, basically, right, there was a load of hassle because they were using these monkeys in this Alfred's advert.
Yes. Right. And what happened? Get to the point.
It turned out there wasn't a problem because they were mechanics in the first place.
Well, they were monkey mechanics?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Mental.
What are you talking about? That's not a story!
Well, anyway, listen, let's get back on to
they were mechanics in the first place.
Right, listen. Right, so they're making this documentary. Right. And, stumble across a little gang of, little gang.
Come on, just
get on with it, please.
Little Ganga Monkeys. That's yes. The first time I've ever laughed. I'll hear that.
I know. Well, brilliant. What do you want? A cake? Come on.
Can we play a song?
Oh, I don't understand what is wrong with you. You freak.
It's making me laugh.
Tell us the story.
All right then. All right. So anyway, right. So there's this documentary being made. They found a little gang of monkeys.
Right, play a song. I don't know what's going on here. I apologise.
Got to hide your love away. According to the Beatles on XFM 104.9. I'm looking at your face with me, Steve Merchant. Right, Carl, come
right,
on.
Where,
monkey
where
news.
Where everyone's we? Composed. The jingle, please.
Oh, chimpanzee that. Monkey news.
Excellent.
Okay. Right, where were we?
We were just start again. There's some people making a documentary.
The what? Okay,
making a documentary in the jungle and that.
Right.
Stumble across a little gang.
Okay, come on.
All right.
A little gang of monkeys.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
So the camera crew are there filming it.
Yes.
Everything's going normal. There's nothing odd about it.
Okay. They're not running a restaurant, they've not got any barbershops, nothing.
No.
Just regular monkeys going about their business, yeah.
So anyway, what normally happens is the monkeys sleep with the partner. they don't sort of sleep around in that. Once they find the girlfriend or the boyfriend or whatever,
yeah.
they stick with them, right?
Okay.
But anyway, they were watching this one, right? And, it's going around a bit, sleeping around.
Oi, oi.
And it was getting fatter. They thought, this is a bit odd.
Yeah.
Right? So, followed it round. And, see it having it away. Turns out, little prostitute.
Oh, God!
It's a little monkey prostitute.
And it was getting fatter because it was charging them bananas.
What a load of old rubbish.
Charging them bananas! What was it? A boy or it was a...
Woman. Little woman monkey.
That's the most extraordinary monkey news I've ever heard.
Oh! That is genius!
Has this documentary been televised?
I don't think it's been on yet.
No.
And that's all the information you've got?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And is that, that's one banana for everything?
Now, half a banana is for...
Just oral.
A poor job.
Right.
If you want full-blown, monkey sex, it is 2.5 bananas.
Sure.
So,
let's just play a song.
Okay. Let's just play
a- Alright, well, this is our penultimate show, which we'll be back next week. We're gonna make it a barnstormer, I'm sure, lads. I want 100% behind it, 110% next week, alright? None of this giggling, none of this infantile giggling, like okay. Two schoolboys.
Right.
Alright, we're gonna come back, we're gonna have some quality monkey news next week, we're gonna have all kinds of treats, I would have thought.
Okay.
Some great prizes. All right? Are
yeah,
we okay?
Yeah, best show. Let's make next week the best show ever.
Good luck. If you miss it, then you miss out. We're ending with a track from a couple of years back. I think it was 92, 93. Dinosaur Jr. Start Chopping. Play that. Start playing. Forget Start Chopping. Start playing.
All right.
All right.
See you next week.
Yeah.